your host, Alexis Tyler, and today we're going to talk more about vagina power.
When we are so weak for a penis that we'll do any and everything to get a penis in the mouth, in the rectum, in the vagina, and they know how to manipulate it and use the muscle and turn into all different types of positions and perform oral sex and anal sex and give the man twosomes, threesomes, whatever he wants, or allow him to be with other men as well as her.
Vagina.
They think that is vagina power, but in many ways it's vagina weakness.
I mean, the penis and the testicles have no discretion, y'all. The men are wrong. I mean, these men are giving dick away. We got to guard, honor, and protect the sanctity of the vagina.
Vagina.
And see, the woman is not standing in vagina power. She does not have her police hat on.
She needs the vagina penetration. A lot of women are hooked on having clitoral stimulation. You have an outer orgasm with your clitoris, but also you have inner orgasm inside the intra-vagina.
He was doing profane things or trying to get somebody to cram their nuts and dick and do all kind of profane acts in his mouth and his asshole, begging for some dick, begging for some nuts, and start begging for the man, hey. He pulled out his reproductive organs because his nuts start quivering and then his dick got hard.
That's the mechanical jackrabbit for the clit. The design of it, it jump all up on the clitoris, just jump out of control and make the woman have an incredible orgasm. And her defenses, I mean, she wide open with a penis all up in your vagina. Man, you don't have no defenses. Just like a man will put a woman over doggy style. Then they start hitting that woman from the back or on her back. They're hitting her. He's breaking her down, man. He is screwing her into submission. He's screwing her into slavery by using the penis as a weapon to break her ass down.
Now, what y'all think about that shit?
Now is the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice. Yeah.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am just flexible.
Why did man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hole and a slut with a pussy and a can and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn legs.
All right, hey, Briggs, Demenson back here with you to kick off a new week of shows. So happy to be with you. So happy to have power still. We're doing good. I've had power for 4 days now. This past weekend, I did a bunch of sideshow exclusive stuff. Saturday was a WEEKEND program. And then Sunday, I finished up the show that I was working on the Friday that the power went out. And then I posted that show. So a lot of great sideshow exclusive content. If you're not Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. In addition to, extra shows and that type of stuff, there's also bonus content, longer interviews, like a full interview with Roy Killer War, Raymond 14. I was thinking about him recently, and Harpo Jarvi. You know, I played a bit of the interview on the free side, and then the entire interview, long-form interview up on the sideshow, and I hope to do more interviews soon. If you want to check it out, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Speaking of Raymond 14, or Raymond 20, whatever, I was thinking about him and Harpo Jarvi, and I just thought, you know, I wonder if anyone else is talking about Harpo Jarvi on YouTube. What I discovered was Raymond 20 is still talking about Harpo Jarvi. Earlier this year, he produced this video. Love okay, listening to him talk about Harpo.
This new interest started October.
What new interest? You didn't say what your interest was.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
This new interest started October. It's going to last from October. It could last as long as my teen years.
But you're 20 now, I think. So you're kind of past your teen years. Hence the Raymond 20.
About 7 years. It's called Rise of Jorge.
Oh,
Rise of the Horus.
Is this going to replace Harpo Jarvi? I'm so confused. He says this could last through his teen years, and then he said 7 years. That would make him 13. Not right. You have way too much facial hair for that. So, so he mentions Hore, and then just a few days ago, July 3rd, 2012, he posted this video entitled The Spirit of Fish Pillow and Harpo Jarvi. Spelled different than the last few times.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm having a thing with a fish pillow.
Yeah, it's called Harpo
Jarvi.
The fish
pillow is...
the true meaning.
We're having a...
of Harpo.
It's in the air. I'm feeling the spirit of the fish pillow in the air.
I don't know what that means.
I'm feeling it in the air. Harpo Jarvi is coming back.
Yay!
But, it's not real anymore.
What? I am checking out of this nonsense. By the way, a listener sent me Harpo Jarvi, or a fish pillow, which represents the true meaning of Harpo Jarvi. So I think that was Virgin Sex Pet, and I just wanted to let him know, or whoever sent that in, that it is... I'm still using it. I use it on a daily basis. It's on my futon in the family room. All right, moving on. I have got to play something here to clear my palate. How about some pooping? Sure. Courtesy of YouTube. Some diarrhea shit. Guy's standing up, just letting the shit fall out. Very liquidy. Thank you. Thank you for this. I love it. It's quite a game on, XTube does not allow poop videos. And, if you just search for the word poop, they block that. They'll just say, "Oh, no results." But you gotta, if you're creative with your searches, you can find it. It's there. Oh yes. Why do I sound so creepy? Oh yeah, because I'm telling you all how to search for poop videos. Speaking of wonderful noises, have you ever wondered? And I know the answer to this already is going to be no. I've never even thought of that. But let me ask you this question anyway. Have you ever wondered what it sounded like when someone snorted condoms up their nostril? No? That's surprising. Here's a guy who is going to inhale 3 condoms at once. I think this is some sort of record. I'm very proud. Yeah, I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records. For snorting condoms. You would make a great Coke mule, my friend. A great Coke mule. All right, here we go. You can hear it squeaking as it's being inhaled. Now, he gets the tip, the reservoir tip part of the condom all the way up his nose, all the way to the base, right? And then he can't get the base in by himself, so he jams his fingers down his throat and grabs the condoms that have been inhaled and pulls.
That's 3.
Yeah. Moving on now. Have you guys seen that video where a girl is giving makeup tips to girls who have been beaten by their abusive husbands? Fantastic. Apparently this girl has done a series of makeup videos, and her most recent, she pops up, has a big black eye and a split lip and stuff, and she's going to talk to us girls who are in abusive relationships. How to cover that shit up. Make yourself look more presentable. So let's take a listen.
If you've got a lot of bruising from being pushed hard against a coffee table, you can gently apply layer after layer, and you will cover it up slightly.
If you really want to help these girls out, teach them the importance of getting dinner on the table on time. Well, but when I get home, I want to eat. I don't want to have to fucking sit around and talk to you for a half an hour while the meatloaf's baking.
I know it might hurt. Just try.
A little less time applying makeup, a little more time cleaning the goddamn house.
Your best.
You know what I mean?
That's looking a little bit better so far.
This ended up being a viral video. This girl who does makeup tips videos was contacted and said, "Hey, can we make you up and make you look like you had the shit kicked out of you, and then you're going to do a little makeup video?"
For my lips, I'm using a little bit more foundation. You might want to put concealer on over any splits that are caused from watches or rings.
Yeah. These are all good tips also for guys who would like to beat their girlfriends up. So bang them into the coffee table. Use your rings, keys.
If you've got some bruising from a jealous type of partner,
yeah, choking,
you can always just put your hair down to the side. If it's not long enough, don't worry, because scarf is ideal for this.
Okay, so I was wondering where you're going with that. Yeah, good. All very good makeup tips. Thank you. Also, on my internet travels today, I uncovered a video from the 1980s. I think this was for like a police training video or something. It's entitled "Surviving Edged Weapons." I'm interested.
Come on, stand up.
Oh.
Without good tactics, you make yourself vulnerable to an incredible array of edged weapons. Of course, you're aware of the ballet song, or
the what?
Butterfly knife.
No.
Who's full?
I'm very ignorant when it comes to knives. Let's back this up.
Handle aids in concealment, and you've probably seen a knife that looks like a ballpoint pen.
That's so cool.
But are you familiar with the Mexican sacatripe?
Excuse me? No. Who's familiar with this shit?
Used for gutting sheep and other...
Yeah, why? Aren't you familiar with the knife that's used primarily and solely for gutting sheep?
Warm-blooded animals.
You know, it's the gutting sheep knife. Everyone should know that. The Mexican sacatache or whatever.
Or the butane lighter holder
that
conceals
that.
A push knife in back.
Yeah.
Or the bracelet that pulls open into a knife. This kind of money clip has more of a point to it than just...
Yeah, we get it. You can conceal a knife in pretty much anything.
Holding cash. There's also hidden danger in this lipstick tube, popular with prostitutes. Also sold on the open market is this key that opens into a knife. And this bear claw necklace. Adding to the threat are a host of improvised weapons. Sunglasses that can be flicked to poke out your eyes. Fish hooks hidden in earrings or stuck through pant legs to rip your...
Who has that kind of time to equip themselves?
Fingers on a pat-down.
I'm busy.
Boots with protruding spikes. A baseball cap with razor blades sewn to the back.
Well, that just looks sloppy. I mean, someone literally looks like they just stuck razor blades in the ball cap. First of all, the other end would hurt your scalp, wouldn't it?
Which can be swung by the bill to cut your face.
Oh, I see.
What's hard to imagine, unless you've already been a knife...
Not a double-edged one.
Victim, ...is the speed with which attacks can occur. Switchblades and gravity blades can be drawn and used instantly. Folding blades, like buck knives, can be locked in place when drawn, even...
I feel like I should be concerned, but his voice is so calming.
...with one hand.
Yes.
Watch how fast someone who's really skilled...
It's not fair. I wish you guys were watching this, because they got a bunch of Asians, you know, showing off these skills. Of course they're going to be fast.
...into action with a knife.
That's what they do.
And concealment can be almost anywhere.
Behind the hand, up the sleeve, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all right there. Shoes. Could be in their shoes, on their back, up their ass. Oh my god, why did they show that? No, they didn't show that. All right, a bunch of Asians showing off how to conceal sharp weapons. Two more short clips, then we'll get into the news. Everyone loves to hear some bad English, some badly dubbed anime. Here's one of those. It's another great example because occasionally what'll happen is these anime productions will dub their own cartoons into English, and the actors don't speak English, so they're just sounding it out. It's like phonetically or something.
Hello, Ebrinian. Okay. How are you? Fine, thank you.
Oh my god! You know, there's a D at the end of that, lady. Come on.
Oh my god!
I wish I were a bird.
She just asked, why are you speaking in English? What was that? He says, my daughter is going to America. it's important to learn phrases like, I want to be a bird or something. When will you ever have to use that? All right. And finally, before we get into the news today, a singer screws up God Bless America.
America,
you know,
my home sweet.
He doesn't screw up the lyrics.
Home.
Just tries to hit a high note.
God
work out.
Bless America.
The news is there.
My home sweet home.
Oh, no. Let's hear that again.
Home, sweet home.
I almost did it better than him. Almost. Let me see if I can do it.
Bless
God bless America, my home, sweet home. Damn it. I let it linger a little too long, but I did pretty good for a few seconds, didn't I? No? Fuck you. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Right? No! Nailed it. Yeah, we're back. A little bit of normalcy happening, thank God. After a week of no power, and then the week before that, it was all sideshow exclusive programs. You poor people, you poor non-paying people have been without DV for a long time, and I know you're clamoring for more. So why not sign up for the sideshow? SuperFreakSideshow.com, full access to the entire archive of shows. Ever since I began this stupid program back in 2004, all of those programs are available on the archive, including all of the exclusive content. There's been, what, we've done 6 sideshow exclusive programs in the past week or two. You know what I mean? Come on, come on! So if you want to hear all of those great shows, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow, of course, we'll have an extended program. Thursday's show will be sideshow exclusive. A lot of great content coming your way that's exclusive. So if you want to hear it, sign up right now. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget adamandeve.com. Coupon code DV for all your fucking dildos. And if you're feeling a little slutty, if you need to get off, adamandeve.com will help you. 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose. And a mystery gift. All of this with free shipping for using coupon code DV. Again, half off any item. Pick something you like. Whether it be some lingerie, some lube. If you're practical, if you just want to buy some condoms, they've got that there too. Or if you, you know, want to splurge on a new rubber fist or something, adamandeve.com has you covered. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes, a Florida man is under investigation for repeatedly. This didn't just happen once. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't by accident, although I don't know how you would do this by accident. A Florida man is under investigation for repeatedly returning boxes of used enemas to a CVS pharmacy where workers reshelved the items. Dun, dun, dun. Why does the tip smell so bad? The unidentified suspect, who has not yet been charged in a product tampering probe being led by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, was arrested earlier this month on an unrelated outstanding warrant. He is currently locked up. The probe began earlier this month when a worker told Jacksonville Sheriff's Office deputies that the suspect, on 4 occasions, had purchased ready-to-use saline enemas, probably of the Fleet variety, only to later return the items. Wouldn't you be suspicious? If I was behind the counter, if I was working at CVS and someone returned Fleet... Who returns Fleet enemas? You just wait until you need to use them. You know what I mean? And it happened more than once. The second time he came back with the Fleet enemas, I would say no more. You're cut off, sir. All right. The CVS employee, Dustin McDonald, said that when returning enemas on June 5th, the suspect told him that it was for the suspect's mother and she no longer needed them because she used them already, apparently. After accepting the enemas for return, the 22-year-old McDonald decided to check the box of enemas to be sure that they were not tampered with. When he opened the box, McDonald observed that all the enemas were used, every single one of them. It was a multi-pack, like a six-pack enema. All right, yes, additionally, the pharmacy worker determined that the unknown white male re-glued the bottom of the box so it appeared that it had not been opened. And enemas are pretty cheap, right? Not that I've used an enema, not that I've priced enemas, but they're pretty inexpensive, right? McDonald then checked three other six-pack enema boxes on the store shelves and found that all the enemas in each of the three boxes were previously used. As with the first box he examined, McDonald discovered that the three other boxes had been opened from the bottom and re-glued shut. Believe it or not, CVS employees did not call the cops. They waited until June 12th when the male suspect again was back and trying to return a fifth box of enemas to the San Jose Boulevard store. That pharmacy employees called the cops. On that day, McDonald had told the man that he could no longer take returns for this item. McDonald also contacted his law prevention manager and advised all the area CVS stores about the incident. My favorite part of the story is next. As part of the criminal probe, cops noted samples were taken of the fluid in the enema bottle and have been sent to the Florida Department of Health for testing. Fecal matter, ta-da, was located on some of the return enema bottles. The fecal matter has been collected as evidence and submitted to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement for testing as well. So there you go. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Oklahoma. A woman is in jail after police found her 11-month-old baby inside a car seat, face down, in the street in North Tulsa. Maya Natrice Cole, 30, was arrested by Tulsa police and is being held on a felony child endangerment complaint. Police were dispatched to the 300 block of West 48th Street North on Saturday at about 9:30 p.m. after an infant had been reported missing. In an arrest report, the investigating officer said he was met at a residence by Cole and Clyde Jackson, parents of the missing child, and both were extremely intoxicated. Yeah, what I'm guessing happened here is they were getting ready. They were drinking, maybe at a bar or something, and they were getting in their car to go home, and they left their baby on the roof, and they sped off. And the baby fell off the roof in its little baby seat, face down. It's kind of funny. All right, due to their drunken state, neither Jackson nor Cole could provide any information on the whereabouts of the child. Police found a witness who said she picked up Cole near the 5700 block of North Frankfort Avenue. The witness took police back to the location and shortly after midnight found a child's car seat facing down. When an officer lifted the car seat, he saw the infant still inside. The search for the baby, who was found 1.5 miles away from its home, took nearly 3 hours. The infant was dehydrated, but otherwise okay. Yeah, it's fucking hot. Last couple weeks. The child was placed in custody of the Department of Human Services. Jackson was not arrested in the case, but police said he had just been released from jail Friday on an unrelated case. Cole also had warrants out for her arrest for court costs in three other felony cases, which include possession of paraphernalia, failure to comply, and escape from a penile institution. She's escaping from a penis institute, some sort of research facility, probably for Enzyte, one of the little dick hardening pills, and in a misdemeanor public drunkenness case. According to the Tulsa County Jail website, Cole is being held on $25,000 bond for child endangerment, and the court costs in the other cases, which total $7,965. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, let's head back to Florida. Say it with me again.
Florida. I'm a fucked up city!
Let's talk about some fucking snot-nosed children who are kind of crafty. Wilton Manors police are searching for two young thieves, including one in pigtails. Oh, how cute. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't... You know, if you saw a little girl in pigtails, you'd think, oh, she's just a sweet little princess. She's not going to hurt a fly. Well, she's a real cunt, this 7-year-old or whatever. They pretended to sell candy, you see, and then instead swiped electronics from two businesses. The first theft took place at about 1:46 p.m. Monday at USA Auto Care Plus. The second happened 45 minutes later at 21st Century Dental. What are they going to get there? The thieves are thought to be between 13 and 16 years old. The pigtails were, you know, to make her look younger, I think. Police said surveillance video shows the duo entering the auto repair shop where the girl walked behind a counter to take an iPhone when no employees were present. Maria Parodi, or something like that, the employee whose cell phone was stolen, said she left the area unattended while helping in the garage and never noticed the kids come into the store. Her white iPhone 4S was on the shelf and her purse was on the floor. She believes the two thieves had been in the shop before because children often come by to sell candy bars for fundraisers. That's what kills me the most. They're children doing this. It's sad, she says. I take responsibility myself. I think as adults, we're neglecting our children. You're at work. You don't expect a couple of kids to enter an auto repair store, for Christ's sakes. I think I blame myself. I know, I wouldn't say that. I blame the fucking stupid kids and their stupid fucking stupid parents. Stupid. I think they are stupid. I think we have to pay more attention to what's going on. After running off with the phone, the boy and girl were then captured on surveillance video at the dental office. The video shows the girl poke her head through an open window by an unattended desk in the reception area, then crawl through the window to unlock the door from inside the dental office. The young burglars can be seen on the video roaming around the exam rooms before taking off with a laptop computer. Score! Investigators said the girl had on a multicolored striped hooded jacket and knee-length jean shorts and wore her hair in pigtails. The boy wore a white t-shirt, red shorts, and a black backpack. Who the fuck cares? Wilton Manors Police Sergeant Christopher Chadwick said criminal activity by youths during the summer when school is out is not rare, but this case of brazen bandits is out of the ordinary. When you get video of it and there's a little girl with pigtails, or she's not a little girl, right? She's at least 13, possibly 16. It's compelling when people see it on TV. It's like, you're kidding me. Well, the investigation continues. Oh, well, they haven't spotted the kids. That's why they were giving the whole rundown of what they were wearing. like it's a runway fashion show or something. These two white trash thieves look like $1 million. Denise is wearing a multicolored striped hooded jacket by Donna Karen and knee-length jean shorts by Gucci. Meanwhile, young Devin looks dark, menacing, but fashionable. White t-shirt by Calvin Klein. Red shorts by Michael Kors. I don't know. I don't know who designers are. All right. There you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Very exciting. I love to talk to my freaks.
Hey, Sage Griffin.
What?
I had an idea for DistortedView.com because I remember you mentioning that you wanted to score more advertising clicks and whatnot. Well, you've got some fairly intelligence going too far. You have some talented and fucked up listeners.
Yes, I do.
Geeks.
Yeah, okay.
Why not open up part of DV.com maybe for users to make, I don't know, like little cheap, shitty flash games or something for the DV Twitch?
Sure, I would do that.
Lifetime memberships.
I'll put whatever you guys make, I'll put up on distortedview.com. How about that?
Timmy Boo, I love you. You're like a brother to me.
But
sometimes, sir, you can be a whiny little bitch. Case in point, saying that straight men have it easier than gay men is a fucking farce, and you know it. To say that sites like Grindr, where you can just type in your fucking build and your description and have a mouth to fuck almost instantaneously is harder than trying to find a chick online is fucking ridiculous, let alone a girl who enjoys anal, which is your version of normal sex and adventurous to us, and also likes to clean up.
I don't even remember this. I was saying that it's easier for you guys for straight guys. That doesn't sound right. even me saying that, I don't think that's right at all.
Timothy,
I agree with you. I was whiny
bitch sometimes, sir, but I love you to death. Case in point, Grindr. No straight man has a site.
Well, you just keep calling into the voicemail line and just rephrasing your
like Grindr,
message?
Where they can type in their physical build and their description, and nine times out of ten, have a mouth to fuck.
All right, I get it.
Hey, Tim, Critical Sadness. Do you know who left that voicemail on the Monday Sideshow Exclusives show? They said that like they met up with me in a Star Wars video game. Now,
I actually got a message. Actually, this is Critical Sadness. In the voicemail before, the voicemail was saying that he met Critical Madness, who was another Distorted View listener, you see. So that's why. There's two different people, and Critical Sadness didn't realize that.
Term. Hey, it's a loyal Sideshow member, TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
I have a few quick things for you, and then I'll get the hell out of here. First of all, I wanted to recommend to you a video game that my friends and I found online a few weeks ago. It's one of those crazy Japanese porno games, and I figured that you would love to check it out. It's called Suck My Dick or Die.
Oh.
And basically,
what's that rated?
You are
E for everyone?
Like a captain or a general of this guerrilla army, and you go into this village and you capture and rape the women.
That's pretty cool.
And that's basically the entire game. And if you search for, like, Suck My Dick or Die download on Google, you can download.
Speaking of Google, I got one of those HP touchpads back when they were being sold for, like, $100. And I used it for about a day and then nothing. But I've been wanting to get, you know, mess around with the Android tablet. So I put Ice Cream Sandwich on my touchpad, and I promptly got on the Android store. I guess they're calling it the Play, Google Play or whatever now. And promptly downloaded something called Gay Trek. Gay Trek. Like, it's like Star Trek, but you fly around in a penis in ball shaped spaceship. That's what was downloaded on my touchpad.
Downloaded. So. It's like a few hundred megabytes, and
so glad I got Android for that. That would never be approved in Apple's store.
The next thing I wanted to tell you about is, I know you haven't talked about this in a long time, but you know, a few years ago, Crispin Glover directed that really, really fucked up movie called What Is It?
Yeah, What Is It?
With, like, all the, you know, retards and...
Yes, the entire cast, or most of the cast, was had Down syndrome.
Like, you know, it was just really fucked up.
He was a real trailblazer. Now Denmark's producing, you know, Down City or whatever the fuck that show was. So popular.
And you had never seen it before, and it was never, like, released on DVD. I still don't think it is released on DVD. But I was on the Pirate Bay,
That's still around?
For random stuff to download. And I found that there's a torrent for What Is It on the Pirate Bay. So I know that you...
I would want to purchase that movie.
You know,
I don't support pirating.
A few years ago.
But if that's the only way you can get it,
talked about it on the
maybe
show,
Crispin's
you were really
okay with that.
It. So I figured I'd let you know that you can download it from the Pirate Bay.
I'm pretty sure he's done a couple movies since then. I think What Is It was his first one.
I mean, grapes, and it's pretty fucking heavy, man. You ever eat grapes when you're high?
Is this... I can't tell if it's Roy Killer Boar or Spiral Hamfucker.
Fucking, like little protein balls. Or, seriously, like the big old balls.
Okay, thank you, Spiral Hamfucker. Can't go a day without hearing from him, as much as I would like to. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD-IS-IN-OGOD.
I wish I were a bird.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.